Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The evenings are definitely drawing in, aren't they? The autumnal air is starting to have a real chill to it now as well, and it's all giving us less time in the garden. The outdoor jobs, for the most part, might be confined to the weekends because the time isn't there and the light isn't there in the evenings to get on with them. But there's still plenty of jobs that we need to do before we all take a break for the winter from the garden. Mari Staunton is here in the studio, a resident gardener.
Mari, thank you very much.
What have you brought with you today?
Oh, I've brought lovely tulip bulbs, and it's just... This kind of takes the whole effort out of it, really. They're all put together in a nice kind of colour scheme, and you just buy the bags, 30 bulbs, and you put them into maybe a planter, and that's it. And then you get a lovely bouquet of the most beautiful tulips in the springtime.
When they're ready to. Yeah. Right, now talk us through how to put them into the planter properly so they work.
So daffodils need to go in now, crocus, that sort of thing. But tulips, you have another bit of time to do them. They need to be at a depth of about three times the depth of the bulb. So don't be skimping. You need to go way down, and that ensures that they don't get too waterlogged and that they have a nice little bit of chance. And then when their time is right, whether it's April or early May, they come up and they provide you with the most beautiful bouquet. But the depth is the most important thing there.
And clean out your pot, fresh soil before you do it.
Yeah, I tend to do that because of vine weevil and stuff like that. Otherwise, you run the risk of them being eaten, you know. So it's better just to clean out the soil. And you can use that on your compost heap, because if there is vine weevil in it, the birds will be only too delighted.
Yeah.
For a bit of protein. Mm-hmm.
Don't get rid of it. Well,
get rid of it
in a way where
it's still productive. Where it's still productive, exactly. Yeah.
So is this the time of year now before the clocks change where you're trying to get the last bits done?
Yeah. So what's going to happen now is, and you're right about the lights going, and we will be, won't be getting too much done in the evening. So the weekend is the time to do it. Tomorrow is a bit rainy. The day after Saturday is to be a beautiful day. So no excuses. Get out and do as much gardening as you can. And it's cleaning up the leaves off the grass. It's, you know, putting them somewhere where they'd be of use to animals hibernating, etc. as well. You can put them in a compost heap. And it's maybe your tomatoes are just on their last legs, really, you know, at this stage. So put a few ripe bananas in around the base of the tomatoes, and that'll give off enough ethylene gas to ripen them up a bit more. Or you can make green tomato chutney, which is quite nice.
You have a glut of them at the moment, don't you?
Oh, stop. So I made soup, I made chutney, and there's still loads more coming. So I have to make... I made it's called an essence of tomato. So it's
very
kind
nice.
Of like the way you make crab apple jelly. So it goes through a muslin cloth, and then you... You can use it for soups and stuff like that. Maybe freeze it in little ice cube trays.
Right, so it's like a stock.
All the gear.
Like a tomato stock.
Yeah, stock.
Well, you have to find ways to use it up, inventive
ways. We do,
yeah.
There's no point in having, you know, a glass house full of tomatoes and letting them go. My dog is very partial to Fennel tomatoes.
Really?
Oh, he loves them. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely loves them.
Yeah, we've one of our dogs on carrots at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
She's not too happy about it, but she's eating them.
Yeah.
Right, so back to the bulbs then, and... Maybe let's talk about dividing plants. Is that a good time to start doing that now?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of dividing at the moment. My herbaceous border, so herbaceous perennials are the ones that die back in the winter to nothing, so you don't even notice them. What happens with a herbaceous border, every 3 to 5 years it gets too packed. So you have to divide those plants and give them away. So now is the ideal time. The ground is warm enough. Dig them out of the ground, split them in two, sharp knife or a spade, just plunge the spade through them. You're not going to do it too much damage. And then replant or pot up and give away. And that's one major job to do. I'm putting in a lot of grasses, I've decided, because drought, really. You know, we're getting drowned in some parts of the country, and then in Dublin we're not getting so much rain, and I can't be throwing too much water at that particular border, you know.
So for you, grass is the solution, is it?
Yeah, grasses and, you know, prairie plants, as in rudbeckias, daisies, that sort of thing, that need less water.
Right.
To be honest,
this is climate change in action. I
put so much stuff into my borders and manure and all that sort of thing, and they're still dry. So they're still, so that rain is hopping off the top of the border, you know, the soil, and moving off. We need the Kerry rain that soaks you to your vest. That's the type of rain we need in order to get those borders.
But it's a really interesting point that you make, that really the planting now is changing because the weather is changing.
Yeah. So I'm putting in, so if you think about it, like you've got, traditionally you would have hydrangeas and that sort of thing, which need a huge amount of water. So I'm kind of looking at agapanthus, I'm looking at things, you know, nyrenes, things that really grow in gravel. So nyrenes are the bulbs, the beautiful pink flowers that are out at this moment in time, they're bulbs. And they love nothing more than being in the hottest, sunniest little spot in gravel. They don't mind. And their bulbs just sit nestled on the top of the soil or the gravel. Okay. So they don't need a huge amount of water. So I'm moving towards stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about frost? Do we need to start thinking about it?
Yeah, I mean, we got a frost there last Friday. So the ground was white in Dublin. And that means that things are going to die off. So the dahlias were a bit later this year. So we're starting to only get beautiful flowers off the dahlias now. But if we get hit by a frost, which we're not meant to, I don't think, for the next wee while, the foliage will go black. And that's an indication then that you just let it all die back. And then either you dig up the dahlia tubers, mm-hmm. Which is an awful, you know, it's a big job. If you want to rescue them, if we get a wet winter, they may rot. So it depends on if you love those dahlias so much that you're going to baby
sound,
them.
They don't sound worth it to me.
yeah, it's like, where am I going to put them? But a lot of people do dig them up. If not, put in, you know, a good layer of mulch. So, you know, a lot of compost over them so that they can overwinter well without rotting. Mm-hmm. And then it's a case of, we will be mowing grass. And then people say, oh, sure, you know, we put them lawnmower to bed. We will be mowing grass as long as it's over 5 degrees. That's
right.
The truth.
I mean, I was going to ask you, is it time to put the lawnmower away? No. But you're saying not yet.
No, not yet. And like raise the level of the blades because you don't want to skin it. If you are thinking of feeding the grass, and a lot of people do to a new lawn, maybe they need to get the roots really kind of knitted in for the winter. You can give it a feed and that gives it a lovely feed for the roots and that kind of helps it over winter. It also kind of deals away with perennial weeds, that sort of thing. So you have kind of choices, but I would raise the blades as a given. That'll kind of help the situation, but mm-hmm. it's not to scalp it at the moment.
And know. And fruit trees then?
Fruit trees, you can give a little. So at the moment, nearly all the apples are kind of coming off. If not the wind, the dog and all the rest. He jumps up and tries to get the bottom off the bottom branches.
Apples so and tomatoes. Apples, that dog is a very healthy diet.
The gourmet dog, you know. But he, so you can prune your any kind of broken branches or crossing branches, or maybe you want more fruiting spurs for next year. So where there was a little cluster of apples, come back to that little cluster just ahead of it and give a little prune, and that will ensure another fruiting spur will come on after that.
But this is the time to do that, is it?
Yeah. Now, you don't go mad pruning, taking loads of stuff off those trees, because if you do that, spring comes, sap rises, and you get those vertical shoots, you know, mm-hmm. the ones that go right up in the air. So you have to be a bit kind of economical with your pruning at this time of the year.
Judicious. A holly bush, can it be moved to a new location, asks a listener.
It certainly can, and it depends on how long it's been in the ground. So if it's been in the ground more than 5 years, you have to dig around it, disturb the root system so that it goes into a nice fibrous ball, and then you can move it next year. If it's, you know, if it's only been in the ground a few years, yes, you can. I've moved one, and I moved it at completely the wrong time. Wind was howling, rain was howling, and knocked half the root system off it, and it's only recovered now. So,
but it did recover.
It did recover, but it lost nearly all its leaves, and I was out nearly sitting beside it and looking after it. So, mm-hmm. yeah, do it properly. So dig around it and take as much of the root system as you can possibly get, and then move it.
Right. Did you say move it next year, though?
That's if it's been in the ground longer than kind of 5 to 7 years.
You should wait until...
Dig around it and prepare it for moving next year.
Okay. So prepare. Dig around it, leave it.
Leave it.
Move it when next year?
November.
November
to February is the time.
Right.
November to February.
But it needs that time when you have disturbed it.
Yeah. So what you're sit. Yeah, you're digging around the root system. So you go down a spade depth, even more if you can, and then you're disturbing the roots. You're actually cutting them and severing them. And that's how they do it in Italy when they're bringing over trees. They go in with a big digger, they take up the root ball mm-hmm. and they move it. So it's now a nice fibrous root system in a ball shape, and then it's really easy to move.
Right. Well, I hope that helps our listener. Mari, great to see you.
Thank you so much.
You'll be back with us in a few weeks, hopefully with a few more jobs
to tell
us about. We'll go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.